Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1673, written August 31st, 2016. Genesis 1, 29 and 30. Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. It shall be food for you, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth which has life. I've given every green plant for food." Genesis 1 is God's story of how everything started. He alone was there. He alone knows. Moses wrote this as inspired by God before Israel entered the Promised Land. They were moving to a land filled with other people and other gods. Jehovah wanted Israel to know that he alone is the one true God. It was Jehovah that not only chose them and made them as a nation, but it was he alone that started the universe. There is no God but Jehovah. Today, moderns find it hard to believe in Genesis 1. Most put their stock in claims of atheistic scientists who proudly state that the earth is billions of years old and everything is gradual evolutionary process of naturalism. No design, no order, no God. Museums teach this. Kids' books about dinosaurs teach this by claiming no one ever saw a living dinosaur. TV shows about nature, including evolutionary statements. Visit to caves, canyons, and mountains all emphasize that naturalistic, long-time theory of how things were made. No God, no evidence for God, even though Psalms 19 and Romans 1 declare the works of his hands are visible. Moderns today will dismiss the front part of Genesis as allegory at best, and at worst, a collection of local stories that have been blended into ancient tale. God is removed from even writing the Bible. I, for one, believe in Genesis 1. I believe it's intended to be taken just the way it was written. It is not presented as a story or a piece of fiction. It is stated as this is the way it happened. I'm bothered by those who claim to be Christians who cannot accept Genesis 1 as literal. If a person cannot believe the first page of the Bible, can they even believe the last page of the Bible? Can they believe any page of the Bible? If this is not how the world was made, even though the Bible says God made it, how can I trust this book about salvation, or heaven, or death, or any other topic? This is not one of those things that it really doesn't matter which way you believe. Yes, it does. The foundation blocks of life and our relationship with God are established in that very first page of the Bible. If I didn't come from God, then why should I do what the Bible says? If there is no God, why live for today? Why not have a great time and squeeze all the pleasure that I can out of life because I die and that's it? I believe in Genesis 1. I believe because the Bible. I believe because the proof of the Bible points to God. If God didn't write the book, then who did? It's an old book that took a long time to come together. Why are there no other books just like this book? Why is there a defined unity that covers hundreds of years? Why are all the writers talking about a common theme and a common knowledge? How can they talk about things that was not common to them at that time? How do you account for fulfilled prophecy? All over the Bible, God is given credit for creating the world, not just on the first page, but throughout this entire Bible. If God didn't write this book, then who did? I believe in Genesis 1. I believe Genesis 1 because there are footprints of evidence all over the world today. There are dozens and dozens of visible evidences of man and dinosaurs existing at the same time. This is counter to the evolutionary theories. They say that dinosaurs died out millions of years before man appeared. Yet in medieval art, there are stories and pictures and accounts of knights slaying dragons. Those dragons were nothing more than dinosaurs. There are cave drawings throughout the world showing men and dinosaurs. There are columns carved in stones of known animals. Among them are dinosaurs. There is art on old tombs in Europe that shows known animals, and among them are dinosaurs. Why include dinosaurs with the known animals? How could this be when people have never seen a dinosaur before, according to their theories? Proof is there, not just for dinosaurs and man's existence, but for flood. The sudden appearance of major fossil families in certain layers of rock show a sudden creation, not a gradual evolving one. simple and complex fossils all together. The complexity of DNA not only point to not allowing time and chance to develop these things, but for God, God who left his footprints in nature. I believe in Genesis 1. I believe there is no evidence for naturalism. Today, there are millions and millions of primates or monkeys. There are millions of human beings. Logic would tell us that if there are millions of monkeys and millions of human beings, there ought to be millions of intermediate stages between monkey and man. There are not millions. There's not even one. If monkeys are alive today and man is alive today, why is there no living intermediate state today? We are told it takes millions of years to make a fossil. Yet in different mines throughout the world, there remains examples of miners' hats that have been fossilized. Clocks have been fossilized that were left by miners. It takes water and pressure to make a fossil, not millions of years. Our own bodies challenge the theories of evolution. We're not getting better and stronger. We're getting older and we're falling apart. We don't do this at age 50. We sometimes do this at younger ages. We're not progressing and advancing. We're going the other direction. Where is the proof for evolution? Arrogant college professors can ridicule faith in God, but they can't prove what they claim. They can't answer simple questions such as, if there is a Big Bang, who was the Big Banger? Where did it start? How does life come from non-life? How does order come from chaos? How does intelligence come from non-intelligence? Our verse today from the end of Genesis 1 reminds us that our world has changed. Originally, from that first week, man and animals were all vegetarian. God gave plants and fruit for both man and beast to eat. Before the sin of Genesis 3, nothing died. Death had not been introduced. The first to die were the animals that God used to cover that sin of Adam and Eve. So originally, all animals were vegetarians. That's not the way it is today. Lions in the zoo don't eat salads. They want and need meat. There has been a change. It's hard to look at our world today and try to make sense of what the first world must have looked like because there's been changes. We age. We die. We fight weeds. We fight pain. We fight death. There have storms. There have been crime. There's been sin. Our world is broken. Our world looks nothing like that original world, perfect as God had made it. Things have changed. The flood reshaped things. The age of man has been reduced after the flood. Relationships are broken because of sin. We are broken because of sin. Our world simply is not paradise today. Could there have been millions of years between each day of creation? Where would you get that idea? Not from the Bible. There's nothing in Genesis 1 that would drive you to that conclusion. How would plants survive being made on day 3 if there were a million of years between day 3 and day 4? The sun wasn't created till day 4. It simply couldn't happen. Could God have used evolution as a process to making the world? You don't get that from Genesis. God defines a day as evening, and then there was morning. God distinguished between a day and days and season and years in verse 14. God knew what a day was. Stop trying to marry atheistic science and biblical faith. It's a bad marriage. It simply won't work, and biblical faith usually gets kicked out. A better question to ask is, could Genesis 1 be the way it really happened? Can you accept that? Can you believe that? Can you just be content with that? This is more than just accepting an interesting topic. This is everything. Your kids are being bombarded in school and especially the universities with atheistic evolution. Two main preachers today dismiss Genesis chapter 1. I believe in it. Do you? Thank you for listening.